This Twin Peaks Investing Podcast is brought to you in association with ShareScope, the UK's number one investment data and analysis software for private investors and traders. Visit ShareScope.co.uk and discover the advantage.
Hello and welcome to the Twin Peaks Investing Podcast. This is podcast number 144, the first podcast of 2025. I want to thank everybody coming back to see us and listening to us again for the first time in 2025. I hope you had a fantastic Crimbo and fantastic celebrations into 2025. It is just about 7 o'clock and Henry and I have been nattering away for a little while and we're just about to start this recording. So welcome back, Henry.
Hello, Peter. Happy New Year to you.
I thought I caught you on freeze then. I wasn't sure.
No.
What you were doing. Welcome back, mate. Thank you ever so much for your support, as per usual, with getting this one ready. We're going to try and keep this short and sweet. I'm conscious that 143 was a bit of a marathon, and we left it all in one full bite for everybody to chunk away at over the course of Christmas and New Year, and the numbers were absolutely phenomenal on YouTube and also Spotify, iTunes, etc. across all platforms for our two guests, which were Joe Ingham, fantastic, and our good friend Jason Needham at Trading Basis, who were both on. And we also got a big, big thank you to all our brilliant Twin Peaks Investing global audience that was with us live as we recorded it. So we had, I think at one stage, 22, 23 people on the pod, and they were feeding questions in. If you've not watched it yet or listened to it, you have to go back and listen to that one. And Henry was monitoring the questions. I was trying to get some questions into Joe and also to Jason throughout that. And I think it ended up being nearly 2 hours long.
It was nearly two hours. It was a marathon. But I mean, Joe was fantastic, you know, from start to finish. We had great feedback. He's been a great supporter of the show for a long time, and it was lovely to have him. And of course, Jace, who we've had on, I think this was his third appearance with us. And every time he comes on the show, I'm just blown away by how little technical analysis I really understand. You know, and he's always so thoughtful and so kind with the way he shares ideas, both with us and the audience. So it was cracking to have them both on. And I think from the feedback we got, the audience enjoyed it as well, which was great.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm just going to read some of the feedback that we got here. We'll start with at Hitter Craig. And basically was saying, what's he got here? At Conkers and at HT Viola, thanks for putting together another great podcast. Really enjoyed the guests and particularly the addition of some technical analysis elements from at Stealth Serve. Here's to a great 2025, smiley face and thumbs up. And then we had Grayling at Tench Bank at Blank. Sorry, Grayling at Tench Bank Blank. If you get that right at some point. Great podcast. I thought Joe Ingham was one of the best guests you've ever had on. Happy New Year to you and Henry. And then we had Greg Bartley. Great podcast as always. I thought Joe Ingham was excellent. And then we had Mike Wright at Mikey Wright 1970. A masterclass in trend following and clear common sense from Jay Stelserve here on the brilliant Twin Peaks Investing Podcast. Props to Conkers and Henry and guest Joe Ingham for this. So that was just three out of the countless I could have given you regarding feedback. Have you got any they want to pull out, Henry, that you found yourself that was sent to you?
Well, we got masses, to be honest. I haven't got individual pieces to hand.
Okay, no worries.
But we did hear back. We got dozens of comments back on YouTube and Twitter. So, you know, I had quite a few people write to me via email over Christmas. So thank you very much to everybody that did write in, because it was really lovely to hear from all of you. And please do keep it up throughout 2025, because, like I say, I just love talking to our audience.
Brilliant. Yeah. So that I can't say much more about that podcast other than go back and listen to it if you haven't. We also had it I think we'll put it on LinkedIn as well. Joe put it on LinkedIn. It's been added to various different streams from other people as well. We've got a few more people getting in touch with us regarding their Spotify Wrapped, where we were within their top five, if not number one, podcast of choice regarding investing. So thank you all for that support as well throughout 2024. If you've still got Spotify Wrapped chart that you want to show us, please send it to Henry or myself on X or other platforms that you see us on, and just take a picture, a screenshot of it, send it to us, and we'll put it out on usually on X. We put it out on at the moment. Right, so Henry, where do you want to start, mate? Because we can talk about the markets. You know, they did reasonably well in 2024. You know, some people did exceptionally well. We saw all the year to dates coming out with some significant numbers. Some people ranging between 20 and I think I saw somebody with 63% sort of achievements. But as I say to everybody at this time of year or even throughout the year, please do not compare anybody else's performance for the year, for the week, for the month, for the half year versus your own. All you have to try and do for whatever period you're measuring is compare how you did, yeah, for yourself versus what you did previously. Yeah. So for 2024, how did you do versus how you did in 2023? That's your benchmark. Not what anyone else is talking about, blogging about, writing about, posting about what they achieved. Yeah. So congratulations to all of those individuals that did very, very well. Congratulations to you regarding beating your benchmark for 2023 in 2024. That's the measure. That's what you should be going for. We're looking at what the FTSE achieved, I think, Henry. What did it do? Was it 5%, 5.4% or something daft like that? 5.7% for the year. Yeah, excluding divvies. Below par. I think even the DAX did 19% or something daft like that. And that was meant to be getting impaled. So outperform S&P 500, NASDAQ, Dow Jones, all smashed it, carried by tech. So we've got to be mindful that if you manage more than 5.7% plus dividend yields, you outperform FTSE 100. And if that's a benchmark you want to look at, then happy days, you know? So thoughts on the performance of last year, Henry? Not your personal one, but in general.
Yeah, on a personal front, I didn't have a terrifically great year. I certainly didn't do 63%. I was up 1% for the year, which, to say I enjoy investing is not a great return, to be honest. You could have just bought a bond and left it be. But I thoroughly commend what you say there about not comparing yourself to other people, because you never really know whether these returns are real or how people are investing or even how much they're investing,
Some
and
are
if you're
trading, Henry.
taking,
Some are trading.
well, they are. And you've also got to consider net worth. There's a big difference between having £1,000 in an account and growing it 67% by buying some small oil companies, and having
Yeah.
100,000 in an account. Psychologically, it's a very different game. And
Absolutely.
perhaps I was overly cautious in the year. I let positions roll over that I really shouldn't have done. I got a sock in the eye from Vistry. I got a sock in the eye from Team Internet Group. Though, interestingly, that's just had a couple of takeover offers come in, so it bounced back. But the thing about investing, you've got to consider your rationale behind why you're doing what you're doing. And if you've acted sensibly on the information you had, I personally don't think you can be too hard on yourself. It's if you're making bad decisions on the information you've got, you're making stupid errors. For instance, I could have walked away from Vistry with a 50% profit, and instead I'm now sat on a paper loss. So maybe I should have taken the money and walked. But certainly, it was a difficult year last year. I think there were a lot of headwinds, a lot of chopping and changing. There was a bit of a bounce around September, October after Labour got their election, and it seems to have drifted away into nothingness. The market is very, very weak here in the UK. And with Trump talking about tariffs, with inflation picking back up, The outlook for 2025 is not looking that strong either. So be careful out there, folks, because you could end up taking a sock in the eye the same way I did.
Yeah, I commented on it on your post and then your blog on X, mate. And I think it's highly commendable. I think, and I always commend you because you're always honest and objective. And the beauty of it is that you, myself, and several others, but not enough, will talk about the losers, right, or not doing so well. The profit warnings when they come out in the morning, and you use your term, you get a sock in the eye. You and I and others will come out and go, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? Without using expletives, profit warnings dropped, or the share. I thought that RNS wasn't too bad, but the share price is down 15%. And we're going, yeah, hands up, I own it. Other people disappear. They've always have done. We don't see them for 3 or 4 days or weeks, and or they come back after a couple of months because that stock they've been holding for a little while or has done really well for them historically gets impaled for whatever reason. But that's part of the journey, you know. And you and I keep saying, and we know it from experience, that the greatest lessons that we've ever learned that have made us the better investors that we are now, after 3 years, 5 years, 30 odd years plus in my case, is because of the losers, not because of the multi-baggers and the winners. The learning is from the losers because it helps us navigate and think, I've seen that happen before, you know. Let's just have a little think about that now. Am I going to put my foot in that trap and try and get out there with my foot? Or am I going to lose some toes or fingers if I put my hand in? So it gives us that. But when we're winning, we're like, ooh, hoo, hoo. Everyone's like, ooh, hoo, hoo. Happy, happy days. And that's when we make mistakes. You know what I mean?
You're a
So, yeah.
genius when the market's going up, and when the market's
Oh.
going down, it's someone else's fault. And
Yeah.
I always think people have got that the wrong way round. You in the market, when you're
Absolutely.
losing money, own the decision. When you're making money, be grateful for good luck.
I absolutely agree. I couldn't agree
You
more.
know.
I couldn't agree more. So you were saying about the market's not doing so well. And I don't want to labour on this too much, but I'm sure some of you, most of you that are listening to the news, watching telly, on various different platforms and social media, would have seen the continued pile on since the November elections in the US with regards to negativity regarding the UK. The UK government and so on and so forth. I'm trying not my level best not to engage with most of that pile on social media, but today the pile on continues. So what does that create? It creates negativity and sentiment towards the UK. Negativity towards the government, negativity towards the UK. And bond yields are going up. And today that negativity has impacted on the markets. So, reading my notes here, Britain's FTSE 250 had its biggest one-day drop for 5 months, nearly 6 months, right? FTSE 250 fell nearly 2%, 1.96%, Henry. Ended up sub 20,000 points at 19,952, the lowest level since the 1st of May 2024. So that's more than nearly 7 months. 7 months, really. Yeah, over 7 months. So, yeah, not great, mate. And the FTSE index obviously was down as well. But that's where we are. It's just sentiment, bond yields, 10-year gilts hit 4.8%. Highest in 15 years. Yeah. So that's gonna just hurt. And you're gonna get lots and lots of people saying, you know, using different names for the person that is the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves. Got lots of different names for her right now. And I'm sure it's gonna get worse as these bond deals continue to rise. So we need to watch out regarding all the negativity, what Trump is saying regarding what he's gonna do. And we've got
Well,
no help
last
tomorrow
I
from the
read, he
US
wanted to
markets.
invade Canada, so I'm not entirely sure what's going on over there at the minute, but as it's
Yeah,
a
Greenland, Mexico,
oh, I
Canada.
think he wants to take the what's it canal as well, the Suez Canal, is it? Panama
Panama.
Canal, the
Panama
Panama
Canal.
Canal, he wants to take that back.
Yeah. I think it's going to
So,
rename it something else.
yeah, when the Russians do it, it's not very nice, but when America does it, we all get the flags out and cheer. So I can't quite get my head round the world right now. Not good, Peter. Not good.
It's not good. I think it could be
Shall
another good
we?
year for
Shall we?
defense. It might be another good year for defense stocks, Henry. Yeah, and I don't
Yeah,
mean defenses in
well,
defensive stocks. I mean defense stocks, as in,
the
armed
military.
military stocks.
Yeah.
So BAE Systems were the ones that stuck out today. Everything else is going that way, and BAE Systems was going up. So I'm thinking, here we go again.
Yeah.
And house builders, which I'm there with my hands rubbing, mate. I'm waiting to pounce to see where the level is for house builders. I mentioned this last year, and I've been tracking Persimmon for some time. I only own the brick builder in the construction sector at the minute. But if I'm going to buy a builder, it'll be Persimmon. So I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting, and at some point I will pounce on them as a bid. But it could get worse, mate. Could get worse. Anything you saw today, Henry, that made you sort of think, other than the bond yields getting crushed?
Well, no, that was the big one for me. I mean, the impact on the market of this is going to be huge. You know, we've not seen yields this high as long as I can remember. You know, we are higher than Liz Truss, and when Liz Truss blew up bond yields with her mini budget, the Bank of England had an emergency meeting. Pension funds nearly collapsed. Bond funds nearly collapsed. It was proper, you know, crisis time. Now yields are 0.4% higher. Not much seems to be happening other than markets are falling. Now, as the trust budget was 2 and a bit years ago, I wonder if the funds have taken, I think they were exposed to LDIs or something, leveraged debt instruments. I can't remember what the acronym stands for. And I wonder if that event caused them to move away from that instrument, and that's why we're not seeing the same impact. But at some point, the government is not going to be able to fund itself, because there's a huge difference between borrowing, you know, a 6%, borrowing to fund a 6% deficit at 1.25%, and borrowing to fund it at 5.25%. And the rate we're going, you know, the yields seem to be showing no signs of slowing down. So I'm not sure what the Treasury is planning on doing, but if they don't put a statement out at some point, we're going to be in for a world of pain here in the UK.
Agreed. I've got to touch on this because I saw this term for the first time ever, and I'm not an economist, Henry. But I saw this term and it made me go, "What does that mean?" So I'm gonna read this out, and I'm sure there's other people out there that can expand on this and have a look at it further. And I grabbed the explanation from the Wikipedia page, so I'm not gonna go into it too much. But there was somebody put a tweet out, and it said this: appearance of sunspot equilibrium. And I was like, what? Rising bond yield is all fun and confused with economic growth until it's not. Does that confuse you somewhat? All right. Let me just explain this, right? In economic terms, the term sunspots, or sometimes a sunspot, refers to an extrinsic random variable that is a variable that does not affect economic fundamentals, such as endowments, preferences, or technology. Sunspots can also refer to the related concept of extrinsic uncertainty. That is, economic uncertainty that does not come from a variation in economic fundamentals. David Kass and Carl Schell coined the term sunspots as a suggestive and less technical way of saying extrinsic random variables, meaning that there's far too much uncertainty and chaos in our current markets. Hence the reason why the bond yields are going wappy, and they should be having meetings right now. But look up that term, sunspots equilibrium, because it is where we are right now regarding the mess that is our UK financial markets right now. Everything's getting more and more expensive for the government and for every other company and for us to do anything at all.
This is a quick hello to you, our valued Twin Peaks Investing Podcast listener. Whatever channel you're listening to, please make sure to subscribe and you'll always be the first to get the new episodes. Thank you for your continued support.
Anyway, right. Enough of the doom and gloom. Let's
more
go
positivity.
On to something
go
cheerful,
it,
because I am dying. I am dying to tell our audience how we did with the Centrepoint fundraise for 2024.
Go for it, sir.
I was absolutely blown away in the month of December. I don't think my phone stopped pinging for 5 seconds with the amount of people that piled in with donations. It was wonderful. Our end target, or our end result, we got to 108% of our goal. We raised £5,435 plus £1,115 gift aid to give us a grand total of £6,450.
Fantastic, Henry. That's absolutely awesome. And
it was unbelievable. We had
phenomenal.
I've got to read out some of these messages because we had so many people, you know, there's almost too many to read, but we had Bearwood Trader, £100. Such a great charity. I donate the money I would spend on Christmas cards and stamps every year to Centrepoint. Keep up the good work and happy investing for 2025. Roger Brilliant. L, £50, enjoys the podcast. Please keep up the good work. Britvic 88, a little help for a great cause. Thank you for your time and commitment. £20 plus £5 gift aid. Mark, thank you for raising the money for the charity and for the time and the effort you and Pete put into the podcast. Suzanne, who was one of our members of the audience on our special show, £50 plus £12.50 gift aid. We had £100 from Sanjay. Thank you for supporting the investing community and for your belief in doing good. We love your podcast and tweets, so keep them coming.
Thank you, Sanjay.
We had £200 from Dave Sumners. Great charity choice. Great work from you and Pete with the podcast. Dunny Bear support team, £100 plus £25 gift aid. They go on and on and on. You can, and I would encourage members of our audience, the page has now closed, but please do go and have a look. The page is justgiving.com/page/TwinPetesChallenge24. Have a look at how many people we've had. 113 people donate over the course of the year. Many people have donated multiple times throughout the year. We've had some huge donations, we've had some smaller donations, but every single one of them is going to make a huge difference to young people facing homelessness. We've already actually had a letter from Centrepoint to thank us for the money, and I'll be sharing that with our audience on social media and on my blog. It's too long to read out, but they are hugely grateful for the donation, and it's going to make a massive difference to an awful lot of young people. So thank you to everybody that donated throughout 2024.
Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely agree with that, Henry. I want to say something about the response as well. I think what you've done throughout your time on the pod has garnered a lot of people to actually feel and resonate with your passion regarding this particular charity and what it does. And that's what's driven those 113 individuals to actually say, I want to back that charity fundraise. I want to back Henry regarding that. I want to give to Centrepoint. So that's down to you, mate. You know what I mean? So brilliantly done. I met a chap at Mellow Derby and we got on really, really well. He's got a bakery in Lou, and I spoke to him about the charity and what we were doing and all the rest of it. He came into the presentation we did as well at Mellow, and I'm not sure why this ended up the way it did, but he also made a donation of £500 plus £125 gift aid. However, he made it to a previous fundraiser we were doing. So I got an email from the Backup Trust saying, whoa, this is still going on. We received £600 a few days ago from somebody thank you ever so much. And I'm going, so it's, yeah, well, you're welcome. However, it would have been nice if it'd gone that, to the current fundraiser we're doing, but that's just the way it is. And also, there's a chap on Twitter called Twitter handle Armaduck. He donated, I think, 100 quid as well, X amount of months ago, to back up to us as well. So maybe it's difficulty in finding it or whatever the Just Giving page is. We'll try and promote the charity giving page, which is more often on Twitter and social media going forward. But if you can just check when you look at the page, and it says 2025 for the one I'm going to be talking about in a few minutes, put the charity fundraise monies on that page, then we help the current charity we're trying to support. But thank you all for your kindness and your generosity in supporting Henry and myself with raising this money for Centrepoint. It's going to do a phenomenal piece of work, support a lot of young people, and hopefully, from the work, from the generosity that you guys have given, you'll be able to impact positively a young person's life, regarding their services and provisions that they need regarding being homeless. Right. So that takes me straight on to
Your
the
charity
charity
choice of the
fund,
year. Come on,
Charity
Peter.
Choice of
Who are we raising for
2025.
this year? Come on.
Right. I'm gonna have to go back to where I was before. As everyone knows, I'm a volunteer and an ambassador for the Memphis charity, which covers mainly Leicestershire, although there are kids and young people who were previously in Leicester who are not no longer in Leicester that they're still supporting for a variety of different ways. And unfortunately, Memphis had a very, very difficult 2023 and also 2024. So financially, they're in difficulties as we speak, and I'm being frankly very, very honest, they are in difficulties as we speak. And so I'm going back to put them as a charity of the year for the Twin Peaks Challenge. I've set up a page already, so you can make donations there. And I'm just going to share with you guys a little bit of a backstory regarding Memphis. I've written a few notes here with regards to what they do. And as I said, I'm an ambassador there and a volunteer there. And I've not shared this with many people, but we had a Santa's Grotto at Christmas, and we were giving out lots of presents to the young people there. I think I might have shared this just with Henry, and maybe one other person. But as per usual, I went there to support the grotto in the morning, and X amount of miles away, our Santa's car, not sleigh, had broken down, and I had turned up to just put on my little, Santa's helper outfit on, and I was told, "Hey, Santa's not arrived. You're gonna have to be Santa." And I was like, "No!" So I had, and I've got the footage, folks. And anybody that wants to see it, I can send them some proof. But I've not shown it to many people. Me dressed up as Santa is not a look I
It is
want to share
quite
with many people.
spectacular.
It's not a look I want to share with many people. But that's what happens when you volunteer. You never know what's going to happen. You go to do one thing, something else happens. You've got to just dive in and just crack on with it, So yeah, thankfully it was only for 6 hours. So there we go. So those of you that don't know about Memphis, Memphis essentially is a charity that supports young people with disabilities in and around Leicester, Leicestershire, and Rutland. They play a vital role for disabled children, young people, and their families across the county. And it's been a part of the community since 1970. Yeah, so that's 50, 55th year as we speak. Working tirelessly to help every child, regardless of disabilities, right, to access equal opportunities. And that means work, school, life in general. So they deliver a whole plethora of services regarding SEND. Yeah. And the important thing for us is to build confidence for each and every single young person, and to enable them at certain stages, if possible, wherever possible, to live independently, with support if necessary. And essentially, that's what we do. Yeah. So, whatever services you think a disabled young person needs in and around Leicestershire, that's what Memphis helps to support. And additional to that, we've even helped support football clubs, sensory clubs, you name it, we do it. And so that's where I'm at with this one. I'm going to support it throughout the year. I'm going to do some special events for them throughout the year. And I'm hoping that everybody that supports me, whether it be for the pod or other things that I'm doing, can go on to the Just Giving page I've set up to make a donation, whatever that might be. So the page I've set up is for Memphis. It's not going to Twin Peaks. It's going to the Memphis charity. I must stress that because I'm, you know, my thing is about giving support and financial support and time to Memphis. So it is www.justgiving.com/page/Peter Higgins. And there you will find the Just Giving page for the Twin Peaks Challenge 2025. You'll see the icon for Twin Peaks Investing, and a little red symbol with Memphis in there in the, on the right-hand corner. And that's the page that I would like you, ladies and gents, to support us on going forward for 2025. And if, as what happened with Centrepoint, you were wanting to make another donation to Henry for Centrepoint, but you saw it greyed out, please just add that £5, £10, whatever it was that you wanted to donate to Henry for Centrepoint to Memphis, if you can, please, because that page is now closed for Centrepoint. There we go. All right, and I'll keep talking about this going forward, but I really, really would love your support to support anybody that's disabled within the Leicestershire community. Henry, any thoughts? Because
I love it,
you
mate.
went to the hub, you came to the hub to see me one time, didn't you?
I think this is a fantastic charity. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to this, get behind Peter right now. Get on Just Giving. Go and have a look for this page and throw a tenner in the pot. It makes a huge difference to people that really, truly need it. You don't appreciate, or not all of us appreciate, just how fortunate we are to be able to get up in the morning and move around the world in the way that we do. These children can't do it. They don't see the same way. They can't hear the same way. They face huge challenges interacting with society. And this charity helps get them going in life. And the difference it makes is unbelievable. You see some of these kids when they come to the events, when they see Peter dressed up as Santa Claus, those smiles are unbelievable. It is a charity that is well worth supporting. It is putting goodness and kindness into the world for people that need it. So get on Just Giving, go and have a look, throw a tenner in the pot. We'll be off to a great start. So cracking, Peter, absolutely cracking charity.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, talking about positivity, as Henry said at the start of the pod, he had a few unfortunate profit warnings. I had some profit warnings too. I dare say there's going to be some punches and some raspberry flans thrown in my face throughout 2025 because of, I want to say, mismanagement and poor choices on my part. But I know there's some profit warnings coming my way. But positivity, mate, talk to me about Team Internet. And the fact from nothing, it gets two bid approaches.
Well, it's a fascinating business, this. So I knew this when it was Central Nick, which was a domains provider, and it's expanded into a much broader digital marketing offering. Business went on a bit of an acquisition spree, and the revenue was growing astronomically fast. It was incredibly undervalued, and it rapidly climbed all the way up to sort of £2 last year. And then all of a sudden, they announced that their flagship acquisition, which was a business called Shines, wasn't really doing much of anything. And they've paid quite a lot of money for this business, and it's not performing. Probably not going to perform this year, might not perform next year. We're not really sure, but don't worry. I'm sure it'll work out, was the
Wow.
tone of the RNS. Of course, the market doesn't like trust us jam tomorrow, and the shares collapsed. Absolutely collapsed. They dived all the way down to 80 pence. And this was one of my biggest holdings. And I'm sat there thinking, if I'd sold at £2.30, could have had a diamond necklace for Christmas. But now, she's
What did you
having an
get
onion
instead?
ring. Little bonbon. No, but it then looked massively oversold. This is fundamentally quite a cash generative business. It's quite difficult to understand when you look at the cash flow statement. There's a lot of adjustments that come through, but when you look at it fundamentally, I do believe it's quite a strong business. Interestingly, yesterday the company came out and announced that they'd had two takeover approaches before Christmas, which they'd rejected. They've then had another two takeover offers at 125 pence from two separate businesses, which they've informed the market of. They're currently reviewing these offers, and so the shares shot up 30% yesterday. So they're currently sat at about 100 and 115 pence, 118 pence, something like that. So the market's got a little bit of skepticism about whether these offers are going to be accepted. You know, personally, I'm holding out for something a little more substantial. I'd like to see 140, 150p, but
Okay.
longer term, I think this is a very valuable business. There's a company called Kestrel. They run a technology fund. They've been
Yeah.
acquiring shares for years in this. And the fact that you've had four takeover offers in the space of a month says to me that there is value here to be had. The market's just not really recognizing it. So I'm going to be watching this one like a hawk. And hopefully, you know, hopefully we start to see a more sensible valuation, because it's even with yesterday's share price climb, it's still looking pretty cheap to me at 100 and I think it's 118p as we record this episode.
Okay, there's two things here, Henry, and this is just me from lessons learned in the past, is have a look at what the recent 52-week low is for Team Internet Group. Yeah, and I'll explain to you why that is in a second. And also, if you can, going back to the RNSs regarding Kestrel, it'll take a while, but go through them, right? And see at what point they bought and what prices they bought, and do some crude maths. Don't have to do it to the penny. Some crude maths as to what the price was over those 5, 10, 11 transactions. And then break it down and average it across. And you might get, because obviously sometimes they bought £100,000 worth or 1.1 million or whatever, whatever. Try and do those maths and break it down and try and find out what their average price is over that period of time. Yeah. And if it's currently substantially below what they bought in, yeah, be mindful that from where it was at the 52-week low in comparison to what the price is now, if that's 100% up from this 52-week low, be mindful that this might be as good as it or near enough work as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, if the share price is way below Kestrel's average, Kestrel will be pushing and pushing and pushing for the best price. So you might want to hold out for a bit more, but Kestrel might not get it. And if they reject it again, that 30% move or whatever you've seen recently will be given up in a heartbeat. And you'll be
Yeah.
sat waiting for the next time somebody comes and bids, or they get their, and then he said a bad word then, they'll sort themselves out and the
Yeah.
share price gradually goes back up to 2 quid that you want. However, you may not get that 150 or 2 quid from this bid, given the fact it's already gone up significantly
I
from
definitely,
where it
I can't see the £2 ever being a thing, you know, not for a long time. I mean, this
Yeah.
Shines News, as bullish as I am on this, the Shines News was not good. This was a real misstep by management, and they really, you know, I wasn't pleased about that. So be under no illusions. That £2, it's not worth £2 a share today. It's not. I think it's
Right.
worth more than 125.
Yeah.
But if people are sitting around waiting for £2 to come back, you're going to be waiting a long time for that, in my opinion.
And therefore, if it's a 118 now, and the potential is that you may only get 125, yeah, you are looking then at 5%, yeah, 5% more, or back to what where it once came.
Yeah, there is
So
risk there.
for the sake of 5%, I'd be considering my options, mate.
Yeah,
I
which
really
is
would.
sound advice. I mean, when I held Darktrace, that had a takeover offer and it shot up and then it got rejected and the shares cratered. Now, I think you sold on that takeover news the first time round. I carried on holding. I had to hold for another year, I think it was, give
Year
or
and a bit.
take, for the next offer to come in and be accepted, at which point I sold. So it's a
So
very valid point you make there. And that point about looking at Kestrel's price, like, I think I'm going to go away and do that, you know?
So it might be a lot of work, mate, but it'd be worth it because then you've got a level of insight into what Kestrel might be thinking. If they're the largest shareholder and they're underwater, they ain't going to want to sell.
Very true.
Yeah, and
Very
therefore the
true.
price goes back again and they're going to hold on, hold on. And you know what? Eventually they'll make their own bid near the price that other people have been offering as well.
Yeah.
But they won't be saying, oh, we're going to buy it for 2 quid. Not when they've bought most of theirs at 2 quid. They're going to
Yeah.
want it less than that. So lots of different things to throw into the mix there, Henry, most definitely. But that was what, well, one bid, two bids already within the new year for our stocks. I've been saying over again, I'll reiterate, there's going to be loads and loads and loads of mergers and acquisitions regarding UK listed FTSE AIM stocks. Yeah. So there's more to come. Big premium's going to be coming. A tiny little company, investment firm today, Henry. Ground Rent Income Fund. Yeah. Saw that one. Ticker
I did
symbol
see this.
GRIO. Significantly below its NAV, unloved, unwanted. And then today there's a 48.5% premium bid come out at 34 pence per share via Victoria Property Holdings for Aprio. So I suspect we're going to see more. We're going to see more and more bids coming for the stocks and investment trusts and all the rest of it going forward. And I'm going to mention something regarding investment trusts later regarding ShareScope and the AIC, which we've been pushing across social media today. So for everyone to go away and have a look at the EGMs, yeah, emergency meetings. So yeah, so look out for the bids, and we'll see what happens with that, Henry. There's more to this week already, so with loads more to come. Have a look at your stocks, folks, and see what's happening because we're going to see more and more bids and takeovers.
On.
Right, where do you want to go next, sir?
Well, sticking on the theme of good news, why don't we have a chat about the competition?
Right, are you going to be gentle with me? Because I know my portfolio of five stocks for 2024 did not do so well.
Well, I'm going to
I'm going to
keep you on
compare my performance
tenterhooks.
with tw I'm only going to compare my performance with how I did in 2023 versus what I did in 2024. So you can be as horrible as you want to be regarding the five that I picked for last year. So
No, I shall warn the audience in advance, neither Peter nor I did particularly well on this, but it goes to show the difficulty of trying to pick five shares that are going to do well over a 12-month period.
As is with
Anyway,
our portfolio, exactly.
yeah.
Yeah, the real ones. Yeah.
So let's go for, where shall we start? Let's start with the month of December, which I have actually got some good news for you on that front. I'll
I'll
start
take it.
with the fourth place, which was actually you, Peter,
For December,
for the month of December.
I'll take that.
An
I'll take
18%
that.
return.
Well, that's a shocker. How much, sorry?
18.
18%. I'll take that, Henry. That's a surprise. I didn't know that because I've not
It,
seen these numbers.
I didn't expect to see you there either, to be honest. Both you and I. Nowhere
Thanks
near
for the faith, mate.
the top eight. We've been nowhere near the top. It's been a disaster, you know.
Oh, my
Then we've had a
gosh.
couple of names that I did recognize.
Okay.
So in third place with a return of 20%, we had at underscore Martin 13,
Oh, Martin was on the pod with us. Well done, Martin.
He's been a consistently strong performer this year. You know, he's regularly appeared in that top quartile. So very well done there,
Brilliant.
Martin.
Well done, Martin.
In second place, we're at the return of 27.5%. We had
Yep.
at Jet underscore Aero,
Oh, consistent as well. Yeah.
another consistent top performer. And in first place, we had one I've not seen all year. With a return of 32.3% and a very odd basket of shares,
Wow.
at RIS29 LSE.
At Riz 29, did you say?
29
Yeah,
LSE.
LSC.
With
Okay.
a technology with a portfolio that included Technology Miners, TM1, GS Technologies, GST, ECR
Yeah.
Minerals, ECR. Pensana Rare Earths, which was PRE, and Roquefort Therapeutics, ROQ. And I couldn't tell you anything about any of those businesses other than the fact that they got him
Wow.
to 32.3%.
Wow. Well, Riz 29 and Lissy, congratulations. Get in touch with myself and Henry. We're going to need your details for the prize, which is 1 month subscription to ShareScope and a choice or choosing of one book from the 15 that we were sponsored for by Harriman House. And we're going to need all your details to get that information and those prizes to you. So please DM myself or Henry, and we'll get those sorted and sent out to you ASAP. So congratulations. Yeah, great numbers there.
Very well done.
32.3 in the month of December is pretty amazing for those Tiddler stocks. Yeah, 27.5, 20%. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that, Henry. I'll take that.
Whether you are an experienced or new investor, you know how valuable it is to conduct portfolio enhancing analysis and to have easy access to data that will give you the edge. As a Twin Peaks Investing podcast listener, you can access an exceptional offer from ShareScope, the UK's number one investment data and analysis software for private investors and traders. This special Twin Peaks offer is available to new subscribers only, and you can subscribe using the promo code TWINPEETS. The incredible and exclusive offer means that monthly subscribers will get their second month free, and annual subscribers will get their 13th month free. Sign up and subscribe today using the TWINPEETS promo code, and you can save up to £69. Visit shareScope.co.uk for further details and subscribe to the investing and trading analysis and data you need.
Right. Okay. Congratulations. One, two, three. Great numbers. And Martin were consistent throughout the year. So I'd like to see where he ended up in the competitions. Jet Aero also was very, very consistent throughout the year. Saw that person's name a few times and one month, I think, as well, Jet Aero at one
Yeah.
stage in during the 12 months. So come on then.
Well, I've
Where
also,
did
so I've.
you, where did you, firstly, before you go to the December winner, one, two, three, where did you come overall? Yeah. And where did I come overall? And then the three, two, one, mate, please.
Well, actually, I've done something slightly different. I've
Oh,
pulled out you and I
okay.
and a couple of tickers I know, and then the top 10 for the whole year.
Mate,
So.
you go.
In 49th place,
Oh
49
gosh.
out of 141, we have Mr. Peter Higgins
That's
with a
halfway
minus
cut.
2.4% return
Oh. Wow.
and a portfolio that included Atlantic Lithium, Insig AI, Oxford Instruments Group, Good Energy, and Beazley.
Yeah, and we know which ones let that one down.
So.
And in comparison to 2023, I underperformed what I achieved in 2023 for the Twin Peaks Challenge, so I'm not happy with that. Must do better, Mr. Higgins.
Yeah,
Okay.
rap on the
All right,
knuckles. So,
Henry. On the knuckles, yeah.
lions, I want
Okay.
100 on my desk by the end of the week. In
Okey
37th place,
Yep.
was myself, Henry Viollaire, with a
Bravo.
3.3% return and a
Very
portfolio
well
that
done, sir.
included City of London Investment Group, Warehouse REIT, Central Asia Metals, Team Internet Group, and TP ICAP. And then I've
Brilliant,
pulled a
mate. Well
couple of
done.
tickers out. I won't read out the whole portfolios, but
Yep.
in 26th place, we had At Brilliant Leader with an 8.8% return. In
Yep.
24th place, we had A Child of the 70s, 9.9%. 22nd, we had At Gallon 73, 10.8%.
Well done,
21.
Galen.
We had Donuts Erase, 11%. In
Brilliant.
17th place, we had Spenno,
Spenno, yeah.
14.2%, and they're starting to jump now a little bit. In 10th place, and this is where we get into the top 10. So in
Yes,
10th
go for it, mate.
place,
Go for it.
we had At Stokey Shares, 20.8%.
Brilliant.
Number nine, we had at Scrumpy Triple Two with a
Well done,
21.5%
Scrumpy.
return. In
Brilliant.
eighth place, we had at GMF 782 with a 22.2% return.
Brilliant.
In seventh place, we had at Jet underscore Aero with a
Yeah.
24.3% return. Number six, one I didn't see for a long time, at Peter Poe 089 81442 with a 24.3% return.
Yep.
And now we're into the top five. In fifth place, at John M underscore AIM 27.7. Number
Brilliant. Well done,
four,
John.
Mike at My Cliffo 32.6.
32.6 and it make it into the top three. That's
Oh,
crazy. Well done, Mike.
you're gonna fall off your chair when I read you the top three. And
Right.
these are
Okay.
quite astounding. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, this was a random portfolio of five shares listed in the UK. They've had to hold them. Well, they don't actually own them, but they've had that same five share portfolio for the whole year. And this is the return, cumulative return for the whole year. In third place, with a 34.6% return, we had at Crooks 672 with a portfolio that included Rolls-Royce, Lloyds, don't recognize these actually, OXB, GSK, and Legal and General. In second place, with a 49.2%
Let's
return,
just stop and congratulate that person who came third with 34.6, Henry. Yeah, can you just
34%.
shout their name out again, please, so they can hear it.
At Crux, KRUX 672, 34.652.
Brilliant, brilliant. Astounding,
It is
astounding, mate.
quite remarkable. And bear in mind as well, ladies and gentlemen, 60% of the audience failed to make a profit here.
And with that 34%, Henry, there's some quality stocks in that five there.
Well,
Yeah.
they're all quality stocks.
Rolls-Royce, Lloyds, GSK, other than OXB, which I think is Oxford Biomedics, Medica. All quality stocks.
Yeah.
Reasonably good stocks.
Yeah.
Very well done.
I mean, I own Legal
Okay.
and General, so.
And that person's got prizes. I'll explain the prizes later on Twitter rather than on here. But you need to get in touch with us regarding your third place prizes, of which there's quite a lot of prizes. Go on.
Robert in second place with a 49% return, so
Whoa.
15% higher. We've got at DJC 3798680. That's at DJC 3798680.
Is there a name on the front of that username?
There probably is, if you bear with me a second.
Thank you, Henry.
It is at DJC. Oh, DJC, that doesn't help us.
Okay, no worries.
They've got a
No
picture of a
worries.
cat on a beer can looking at the profile
Right, okie
picture.
dokie.
A very
You have to
shocked
send me
looking
those names.
cat.
Send me all the full names later on. Right,
They
okay.
do follow us, they have engaged. I
Right.
do recognize that ticker, but 49% there. So very
That's
well done. The
awesome.
portfolio, I don't recognize any of these. Aura, AURA, THX, I think that's Thor Exploration, maybe.
Yeah.
1SN, not sure what that is. HE1, which I think is helium one, and KAP, whatever that is.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's returned
Not
49% as a portfolio.
phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
But
Bravo,
in number
DJC.
one, in number
Prizes coming
one,
your way. Get in touch with us. You have to DM us for the prizes, and we need all your details. Right. So, this is a big overall winner. And the
this
big
is it.
overall winner, let me just share what this person is going to be getting. We'll be getting all 15 books that Harriman House sponsored us for, 12-month subscription to ShareScope. And I think it's 12-month subscription to Investors Chronicle as well. Yeah, those are the prizes that I got accumulated from all the different sponsors for this particular year of competition. I'll be trying to get a similar sort of support again for 2025. So we need drums, don't we? We need music. Come on. Who's won it?
In first place with a
Come on.
58.5% return.
Oh my gosh.
58.5% here, ladies and gentlemen. I
Right,
don't
I'm
know
going
if
to
this
throw in
is.
another prize. I'm going to throw in another prize for this person. 58%, over 50%. I'm going to throw in another prize for this person, Henry. And I'll tell
Hopefully,
you
it's
what it
not
is
your
when we finish.
trumpet playing on CD.
No. Right. Don't we tell you what the other prize is before I tell you who the winner is? Will you tell me who the
Go
winner
on, go
is?
on. What's the bonus prize?
The bonus prize is this particular person, should they wish to, yeah, can come on and be a guest on the podcast through March, February or March, April. Can come on the pod and we'll talk to them and have them on the pod. And we'll have that as a prize as well for
I hope they're not
2025.
camera shy.
Let's hope they're not camera shy. So, and then we'll and if they don't want to come on, we'll offer it to the person in second place and third place.
Nice.
Anyway, let's go. I'm excited. 58%. Oh my gosh.
58%, 58.5%. You round it
That's
up to 60%. I mean, what's a few percent between
it's
friends here? And this
scandalous.
is a ticker I do not recognize. This gentleman has not appeared at all on my screen. I don't recognize this, you know. Paul Eden Brow, at Paul Eden Brow, with a portfolio that included CGEO, MTL, Time, SUP, and RNO.
Tiny my nano caps, mate. But Paul, I don't
It's
care, mate.
amazing. I mean, the only one I
If you,
recognize there is Reynolds RNO, which I think is an
yeah,
engineering business. And I
engineering
think
company, yeah.
time is time finance, I want to
Time
say.
Finance had a lot of attention that Time Finance has, and it looks like it's going to have another good year if it carries on in that sort of vein. Phenomenal, Paul. Kudos to you, 58%. That is
Come on the
staggering.
show, tell us how you did it. I could do with
And
a bit of
yeah, and give us some investment
that.
advice for 2025. All of us.
With Because
That is
I've
absolutely
returned
amazing.
3% for the year and you've lost 2%, so
That is absolutely awesome. And
fantastic.
the fact is that, you know, this time last year, you'd already picked them, and that's what anybody that finished plus on our competition, congratulations. Hopefully you've all entered as well for the 2025 comp. And we'll see how we do for 2025. And you can compare your performance with 2024 with how you did in 2025. And we'll see what happens this time around. Awesome, Henry. Well done putting all those all together, all the way down to the top 10. Everyone that entered and was positive, very well done. I've got to do better next year. I'm hoping to be 49th place with a measly 2.4%. But if I get 2.5, that will be a result for 2025. That's what I'm aiming for. Plus 2025, plus 2.5, should I say? Anyway, that's awesome, mate. It's absolutely brilliant. Very
It's been
well, very
great. I
well done.
really enjoy running these, and it's given me an opportunity to talk to a lot of people on social media about what they own and why they own it, which I really enjoy. And people write in and talk to me about the businesses that they own because, you know, unlike Peter, I've not been doing this forever, you know, so I've got a small universe of shares I'm aware of. But there's so many out there that you just know nothing about, or I know nothing about. So it's
Yeah.
fascinating when people write in and they present these names to me and go, oh, what do you think of this? And I love it. I absolutely love it. So don't be shy. I love hearing from people. So very well done to all of our participants this year. Very well done to our winner. Very well done to everybody that returned a positive figure. And yes, Peter, next year, do better.
Yeah, I've got me cap on with a D on the front of
You'll
it.
have your dunce's
I will
hat
try
on.
my
Yeah.
I yeah, we'll try it. We'll try my level best. So that's it. That's a wrap for the competition for 2024. Congratulations, everybody. And we've already started. We concluded the entries on midnight on the 31st. Unfortunately, a few people that were later on the 1st, the 2nd, and so on and so forth. So we're trying to be, objective and, fair to everybody. So we've haven't included those individuals that posted to us on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of January this year. And we started the comp already. And what I was trying to do was to get people to explain to me some of the stocks that they picked. Yeah. So we've already got a couple of individuals that we've had lots of people that returned their entries. I'm going to read through some of the picks here, Henry, and then I'm going to tell you my picks for my five that I hope will do better than my previous five, and then you can share yours. But one of the individuals that returned their five was at PaulBen00158697, and his reply to me was, "My entries are VLX, Volex, HVO, which is HVivo, SMT, Scottish Mortgage, VNH, Vietnam Holdings, and MEGP, which is Me Group. Many thanks, Paul." So I asked Paul which of these did he own and what his thoughts were regarding some of these picks. And Paul came back and replied, "Sure, HVivo is the world leader in human challenge trials for various diseases and has just moved into a new center in Canary Wharf to expand operations. New management team in the last couple of years have turned around the company." That's one of his five. And then he said, "Vietnam Holdings. Vietnam's GDP is expected to grow 6 to 7% per year through to 2028 as manufacturing is moved out of China. VNH is the best performing of the three Vietnam funds listed in the UK over 1, 3, and 5 years. EPS growth for VNH portfolio is about 30% for a PE of 10. So he's thought this through. Yeah. So that's two stocks to maybe you individuals listening to go and have a look at. I'll do one more of these then because I'm conscious of the time. Gamwa, and he said, "Mine are OTB, which is on the beach, Metro, CAP, RFX, which I think is Ramsden, and Brave Bison." Forget what CAP is, CAP. But he responded with my question and he said, "Metro, hoping for further upside after streamlining and returning to profit. And Brave Bison has been reporting AOE and cash generative, and recent acquisition may lead to further purchases and upside." So, yeah, those are just two of the entries. I was going to mention Jarvie 55 another time regarding the picks that person sent in for us. And I'm quickly going to mention my five, Henry, which is going to do better than 2.5% in
It might
2024,
actually make some
2025
money,
even.
you mean?
And I do own some of these stocks. And I picked the first one I've picked, Henry. I think I got the heads up to research this via your good self. And I've also chosen it for the Proactive Investor Challenge, where I'm competing against professional fund managers and investment professionals across the world. And I've chosen this as I can only pick one stock in that particular challenge as well. So, it's one of them. Deep breath, and hopefully it'll do right. So my pick for number one is Hiscox Limited. Yeah. I'm sure it was you that mentioned that one to me. And I went away, looked at it. And short and sweet is an Anglo-Bermudan insurance provider listed in the stock exchange. And does what it says on the tin. Does a variety of different insurances against risk, hacking, kidnap, satellite damage. All this AI, you need to protect yourself against all these minor different things and complexities and insurances. So that's my number one of five. And then Angle, the leading liquid biopsy company with the first FDA cleared medical device for capture and harvest of intact CTCs for metastatic breast cancer via patient blood. And they're pushing the Parsortix device for becoming the de facto standard for testing cancers in bloods. Okie dokie. And then I mentioned this one before, which didn't do so well last year. I'm going with it again. InSig AI, leading AI machine learning company serving the asset management industry. I own that one. ECG, ESG, sorry, research applications they're going for, and all things to do with collecting data from companies. Cavendish Financial is another one, and that's involved in all the investment companies, brokering, debt finance, capital markets, etc. And Old Faithful, Oxford Instruments, quantum computing provides academic and commercial organizations worldwide with market-leading scientific technology expertise. Those are my five, Henry. Fingers crossed for performance plus
Fingers
2.5 in
crossed.
2025. Well, there we see. Those are my five, mate.
Top man, top man. Well, I will see your five and I'll give you my five.
Go for it.
I've gone for Concurrent Technologies, which is a little small cap electronics manufacturer.
Yep.
Legal & General, the big insurance business and pensions manager, asset manager. I can't read my own handwriting here. Anglo-Asian Mining, which
Yeah.
is an Azerbaijani, used to be gold mining, now pivoting towards copper. London
Yep.
Stock Exchange Group is my number fourth. We all
Yeah,
know what the London
quality.
Stock Exchange Group does.
Yep.
And my fifth one's a bit of a gamble. This will either bounce back or it won't, but it's Vistry.
Right. Do I need to talk to you about Vistry, Henry?
Well, if you mean to give my head a wobble, then quite possibly. I'm hoping for good things this year. If I see see Greg in the street, I might kick him in the shin, but
Right. There is a very learned individual in the industry, and his Twitter handle is at Trader Mark. I introduced you to him at the at Mello Derby, and we sat having a few beers. I think you might have been a bit, not fully listening whilst you were trying to neck your 10th pint of Guinness. But I would advise you to have a chat with Mark. I'm sure he was or in or around Vistry at some point or other. He may even hold it still, I don't know. But that would be an industry person that I would speak to about the industry and
Excellent.
Vistry. And he might give you some
Excellent.
insights regarding, obviously, no
Excellent.
inside information, but what's going on right now on the ground floor for all construction firms and house builders.
Excellent.
Because they come in threes, don't they? Profit warnings.
Well, they've
And
had
I'm
their
not sure
third.
how many Vistry's had. How
They've
many
had
Vistry
their
had?
third.
They've had. All right, so we're done.
That's
So
why
2025.
I'm saying, right,
Ah, I
2025, you've burnt the business to
see.
the ground. The share price is on the floor. You
Right.
cannot. In fact, I'm not going to say that live on air because I'll end
You
up
nearly did.
regretting
You
it.
nearly
But
did. You nearly did. You very much nearly did there, Henry.
yes, if anybody does know Greg from Vistry, please give him a good kick in the shin from me and tell him to sort his act out this year because they really, really, really need to get back on track. So anyway, they are my five for 2025. Best of luck to everybody that's entered. And yeah, let's see how we get on.
Yeah, good choices there, mate. I think you should do very, very well. I'm hoping I do sincerely do better than I did last year. Huge congratulations to our December winner and our overall winner of the comp. Please get in touch the winner of December and the 1, 2, 3 for the overall competition, and we'll get your prizes to you. And we go again. We go again with the comp. And we'll talk about some of the other entries going forward, and we'll keep you posted. And hopefully by middle of Feb, we should be talking about the winner for the first
January's
month
winner.
of January's winner. And the markets for some of the tiddlers are already flying. So let's see how everyone does for the first month. And I'm not going to try and beat 58%. I'm trying to beat 2.5, 2.4. I'm
You're just
aiming for
trying to make some
2.5,
money.
Henry.
You're just trying to make some money, Peter. If you can just do that this year, we'll all be happy. We'll all be out cheering with little
Yeah, I mean,
flags.
my real portfolio, I'm happy with the performance in my real portfolio 2024. This is a bit
Well,
of
I
fun,
thought that was a
creating it.
nice jacket you'd got. You clearly had a good year, so you're looking very
Yeah,
suave this evening.
I've got to buy myself a few garms every now and then, mate. You know what I mean? Bit of shopping. So yeah, trying to keep this one short and sweet after the huge pod that we had previously. So I didn't know if there's much more you want to share, add, Henry.
The main one for me is just to say thank you to everybody that wrote to us over Christmas. Thank you to everybody that supported us last year. Please do carry on this year, and I'm wishing everybody the very best year of investing for 2025. Don't be strangers. And thanks for tuning in. We're looking forward to another great year here on the Twin Peaks.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm hoping that in 2025, everyone remains in good health. I had a bit of a shock of a bit of news before we started this pod, which I'm not going to go into. But health, and I hate saying it, is wealth. Look after yourselves, everybody. Take care of the people that are in and around your family and in your community and your loved ones, because none of us know how long we have on this rolling thing we call Earth. So do the best that you can for yourself and look after yourself health-wise. I'll reiterate as well, real gratitude and thanks to Mr. Henry Viola here and Jason Stelzer for the fantastic guest performance on the last pod, and Joe Ingham on the last pod, and all of our wonderful audience which were on the pod with us and helped us generate lots of great questions for Joe and for Jace. And I will ask you to very, very much please subscribe to our channels and also on YouTube, which had absolutely phenomenal numbers for the last pod. So I want to thank you all for supporting that and your feedback. And lastly, thank our sponsors, ShareScope, which you've seen have had a rebrand. So please go and support them regarding what the works that they're doing. And if you can, please, please, please make a donation if you've listened to one pod or 100 pods so far to the Memphis Just Giving page, which I've just set up, which you can find at www.justgiving.com/page Peter Higgins. You can find me there. And you can see the Twin Peaks Challenge logo and a little red bit in the corner that says Memphis, and just make a donation on there. And really, really would appreciate your support, because it's a charity at the moment that is struggling. And we don't want to lose any more staff, and we don't want to not be able to provide services for young people, disabled young people that are much, 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 much in need. All right, ladies and gents, that's a wrap. Take care. Enjoy your first month of the year. Stay healthy. I think there's vegan stuff going on. Dry January as well. All manner of
Oh,
different things.
no,
Whatever,
whoa, no swearing, Peter. Get away with you.
whatever it is that you're doing for January, enjoy. Whatever you do for your family, friends, and everybody else, enjoy. And we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Ladies and gents, Henry, thank you very much. Take care, and God bless you all.
This Twin Peaks Investing Podcast is brought to you in association with ShareScope, the UK's number one investment data and analysis software for private investors and traders. Visit shareScope.co.uk and discover the advantage.